The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Reporting from the Fort Wayne Farm Show in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. As corn and soybean producers from all across the Midwest gather at the Fort Wayne Farm Show, one top ag leader spoke with Michigan Ag Today about his role as a member of the United Soybean Board and the value that the checkoff organization brings back to soybean producers.
Even with the tightening margins, I've been really excited of the focus of the board, the farmers that sit on the board, being very smart with the investments of those checkoff dollars to bring value back to the farm over time.
And that's Don Weiss, who serves on the executive committee of the United Soybean Board. He's also a farmer from the Fort Wayne area. He says the investments made by producers into the soybean checkoff have paid off many times over.
So when we think about every checkoff dollar being invested by a farmer in the United States, it's bringing $12 back in additional value into the industry. So, you know, that in and of itself is a strong measurement. I'm excited to say that the reason why the checkoff is here is to bring that value and to see the value trickling back to the farm. It's lifting the entire industry.
Don points to the growth of high oleic soybeans, which he says has opened the door to new markets and uses for soybeans.
Well, when I think about the amount of checkoff dollars that have gone into and invest in the high oleic soybean, it's big. It's over $100 million. But as far as the premiums paid back over time now to U.S. soybean farmers, that area continues to expand with this new market with roasted high oleic soybeans into dairy rations. So you're seeing this ballooning effect around the country. It's over $300 million now in premiums coming back to the farmer. Again, another checkoff win.
So what message does Don have for other soybean and corn producers as we gear up for spring harvest?
Hang in there. You know, we're at a tough spot right now with tough markets. But at the same time, the gray hair that I have now, I've experienced this roller coaster ride a few times for the highs and the lows. You know, I'm an optimistic guy. We'll figure it out and get ready to plant another soybean and corn crop in this area and other parts of the country here in 2026. And I wish everyone the best.
Check out my full video interview with Don Weiss. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Calhoun from Lansing, Michigan with Nutrient Ag Solutions, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Scattered snow showers working their way through the Great Lakes over the next few days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan's Ag Weather Outlook on Michigan Ag Today. Here's what's going on. We've got weak, well, it's not really super weak, but we've got low pressure that wants to settle in over the Great Lakes here later today and tomorrow. And we're just going to deal with multiple days of moisture rotating around this low. Now, the moisture is not super exciting. There's not a lot of it, but it seems to be very consistent, such that I think we have to look for scattered snow showers for the balance of today, most of tomorrow, and honestly, at this point, through a large part of Sunday as a reinforcing shot of cold air comes in with a secondary low. So we're gray, cloudy, windy, and snowy right on through the weekend, and I'll say lingering through Monday morning to midday. Additionally, with the direction of the winds coming around this low, we're looking at more west and a slightly northwest. That also sets up western Michigan for a decent lake effect batch here, and I think we can see higher snow totals over the next few days in western Michigan. So western Michigan, I think from today through, let's just say Monday, we can probably be looking at anywhere from a couple inches all the way up to 6 or 8 if the conditions are right coming off Lake Michigan. In eastern parts of the state, 1 to 3 inches. It's just not a big deal combined over the next few days, but there's always some snow in the atmosphere. Going into the Tuesday, Wednesday time frame, still seeing some light snow and flurries areas around, but the low is gone, not sitting on top of us there. And we should settle in and see a little bit drier weather to finish next week. But all the way through, we are cold. We keep getting reinforcing shots of Arctic air. We are not going to be above normal on temperatures for a little while here yet. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a farming operation. Those are also the qualities we at Michigan Ag Today have in bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Michigan agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted media source in Michigan. We are Michigan Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
With the check now of Thursday's grain markets, we check in with Andy Eubank and with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke just before the close of trade Thursday.
Grains worked both sides of unchanged and near even throughout the session. Beans, though, higher all day long. And a number of factors probably at play, Carl. CONAB and their report, export sales report, pretty good for beans. What's the primary factor as we move higher in beans?
Well, we had those two, and those were very good. We had a CONAB coming out first thing this morning, actually trimming the Brazilian soybean crop forecast, putting it at 176.1 million metric tons, down a little bit over 1 million metric tons from last month, almost 2 full million metric tons below what the USDA is projecting. So we started right out with that, and then, yes, we had a very good export sales report topping 2 million metric tons as we get past the holiday season. And then on top of that, we had several flash sales announced here this morning, and big ones. We actually had a total of about 800,000 metric tons of soybeans between the receiving system and the sales system. So a very good week on the soybeans. A good day for corn on the flash sales as well, 760,000 metric tons being booked there.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday: March corn down a penny and three quarters at 420 and a quarter. May corn 2 cents lower, 427 and three quarters. March beans climbing 10 and a half to 1053. May beans up 9 and a quarter at 1064 and a quarter. But March wheat down 2 cents to 510 and a half. February live cattle 90 cents higher Thursday at 236.05. February lean hogs gaining $2.10 at 87.80. Reporting from the Fort Wayne Farm Show in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.